It's wrestle! I guess you can't do that now. Okay, we'll stop that. Can't do that voice anymore.
It's WrestleMania. Can you do a Gorilla Monsoon?
Or
you know what? Triple H did it last year. Do a Triple H.
It's wrestle!
Oh, all right. Reverse back to the same one.
I am the gamer, and this is WrestleMania.
There it is. There we go. Good job. Good job. Good job. Welcome into the Thrill Me Podcast Network's WrestleMania preview. We did, on one of our first videos for the Thrill Me Podcast Network, we did the WrestleMania watch-along. Now, we're not doing
that.
Yeah, that was a first gimmick. Hey, shut up! All right, good job.
Excited for that first gimmick.
Right?
They were. So we decided it would be a fun time to come back for the 40th anniversary of WrestleMania to discuss WrestleMania 40. And before we get into the matches and all that, I want to talk about the hype. Wonderful. Where is your hype level at for this WrestleMania?
My hype level is pretty high right now, honestly. The Rock coming back, like, WrestleMania always has hype, but for some reason this feels to me like as big, or if not bigger, than maybe WrestleMania 30. Like, I haven't been this hyped in a while. I've been stoked for Manias. Works. I've enjoyed Manias. Mm-hmm. But the work leading up to this one, mm-hmm. specifically that main event that I know we're going to talk about for both nights, like, damn, you that build up for that has been must-see television for any wrestling fan. Anybody that has ever complained, we don't get the Attitude Era, blah, 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 you're getting the best of what the Attitude Era is right now, mm-hmm. with the best of what right now has to offer as well. Like, it's the perfect blend of the shows.
Right. Okay. How about you, Robert? Review it, Rob. How is your hype level? You're the one WWE guy I can go to. So, for the hype level for each of his manias have always been kind of your bread and butter. So, where is it at this year for you?
Yeah, it feels bigger, especially like Wendy said there, having The Rock in there, having him back. I wasn't expecting The Rock for a while. I know it's been teased the last couple of years that he was going to face Roman, and it was teased very heavily this year and was taken away from us. But I'm excited. I'm very excited to see what happens, not just for that match, but to see we're going to go through the match card. So we'll talk about it then. But it's a pretty solid match card this year, too, as well. I like what they're setting up with the women's matches. I like that we got a ladder match. It feels different, especially feels like an anniversary. WrestleMania.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to kind of piggyback that I do feel like this is the first time in a long time that the entirety of the card is impressive to me, where especially the last 4 years, it's been a two-night extravaganza. Yes. So I know it's kind of hard to, like, compare WrestleManias of old to the two-night things that we get now, because like they're able to put on these shows. But when I looked at the card, I was highly impressed with night one, and then looking at night two, I was like, that's pretty good too. Like, you can obviously see the main events, but I'm hyped. I don't think I can go as hard as Wonderful did of like hype level of 30, because I had a lot riding with that, with the Daniel Bryan, with the Taker Lesnar stuff. So there were quite a few, but this one does have my my curiosity, and let's see if it keeps going. Let me see which one I'm pulling up here right now as we speak. So the first night we have Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, Naomi versus Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai from what's their name? Control something?
Damage Control.
There it is. Damage Control.
I love them, ladies.
Oh, yeah. No, they great. They've been a very good stable from their inception with Bayley, and I think this is a good payoff between all these matches. But what are your feelings with this? Is it finally, yay, we got Jade on the card since, like, Royal Rumble?
Yeah, we haven't seen her since Royal Rumble, actually. This is the first time we've seen her on television last Friday. So it's going to be good to see her work a match. I'm glad they're starting with a tag match, give her a little bit of help doing the match. Not to say she needs it, but
Right.
she's coming from a different style than she was wrestling before. So I
Right.
like the idea of teaming her up with Bianca. I'm wondering if there's going to be a swerve there because everybody wants to see those two fight. So
Right. Right.
interesting stories going into that one.
Okay. Wonder.
I'm gonna to piggyback on that. Like, I love the tag thing, and it isn't because Jade can't do it. She absolutely can, but if you're gonna throw her into like her first real big match at Mania, why not with everybody else that's been there to, make sure that it goes over the way it needs to, because from that point on, it's gonna be the Jade show, and we know she has skill. She's not like an MMA fighter coming in and thinking because she had a good tag team match, she just deserves everything. Like, this is somebody that knows what they're doing, is going to get that help in the WWE first match. I'm very curious. Like, I expect them to win because hell, Jade's going to get put over at Mania with that team. But I am curious what comes after that because I think we get the SummerSlam build from that point on.
I mean, shots
Yeah.
fired at Matt Riddle right there, but okay, let's go.
That's it. I was going with
Shut
another one.
up. Someone who does not like their drawstrings pulled.
Mm.
So I, for me in this match, and like I can completely understand where you guys are coming from about Jade like needing the process. Guys, as the AEW watcheteer, we're talking about a person that was TBS champion, undefeated over there. Like, the girl can work a match,
Oh,
and
God, yeah.
I like that she's in this position for the build feud. I don't think we get the actual turn yet, but I can definitely see a Bianca Jade face off at the end of the match so we can start sparking that. And hopefully Bianca goes heel, in my opinion,
Yes, please.
eventually,
Yes.
just because I think we need more to that character. I love when we can dive into someone's psyche and seeing how do they handle the pressure of turning from something that you've been for so long.
And just to go back, I'm not saying
Yeah.
Jade can't wrestle. I just know that
Yeah,
those two
I know.
styles are very different styles of wrestling.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I knew you weren't saying that, but at the same time, like we can't undersell her because she had a very good showing in the Royal Rumble, and there's a reason why she lasted as long as she
Yeah,
did. But
she
I don't
looks good
want
on
to under.
SmackDown too. Yeah, she looks good
Yeah,
on
I don't want to
SmackDown.
undersell her because the minute she came, I was like, oh my God, this is like you've got Jade, Becky,
Yeah.
like Jade, Bianca, like just thinking in the
Charlotte.
matches
I'm
because
waiting
it
for
was,
that
yeah,
Jade and
Jade and
Charlotte match.
Charlotte, because it's like, oh my
Yep.
God, like you really do. You had somebody like, because I watched AEW, I don't watch it the way you do, Zach, but she was tiers above everybody else, which is why when she made the jump, it was like about damn time. You know, it's kind of like MJF, why everybody's all over MJF to make the jump, because it's like, you're so big right now that it would make sense. Well, for him, in his case, no. But for
I
Jade, it
wouldn't
was,
say.
yeah. For him,
He's got
no.
to change a lot.
He's still got a lot to do over there. But for Jade, it was,
Fuck
what
James.
else
The
are you
guy
gonna do?
needs 4 more inches and about 30, 40 more pounds.
We're going to lose a lot of cuss words unless we're going full attitude of her. He's going to
This is
lose her
true.
character. I mean, whatever. The
Um,
Rock goes off script, we go off script. Who
yeah,
gives
well,
a
he owns the company. He can do
Well,
what he wants.
one person's the Rock. So
Let's, yeah, exactly. Let's
I
go
have
on
his
to
shirts.
Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Dominic and Santos Escobar.
I
Any
think this is the beginning of, well, it's already happening, but I think that the Dom's losing this, and this is to break him and Rhea up and to start breaking up Judgment Day in ways,
Boo.
because I feel, well, I feel Dom's little not standing up crap is going to come back to the this is how Rhea and him split, mommy and him are done, because Rhea is the most over heel. She can't be the heel. It don't make like it just don't. It's
Oh,
come on,
I
like
just saw them live. She is not a heel
she's not
whatsoever.
a
Yeah.
heel.
Yeah.
It's so like I get it because she is the heart of Judgment Day, but you know, Damian's fine over there. Like Judgment Day will be fine, but you need Dominic and her to have their falling out. This is
Right.
that.
Right.
That's how I see it. That's where I see the story going. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I could be completely wrong.
Yeah. Thoughts,
I'm not The Rock.
I'm excited for it. I think they're going to put on a really good match, first off. They are teasing a Judgment Day. I don't think that will lead to their breakup, but I think Carlito is going to get involved in this match because you just look at his facial reactions when Ray didn't pick him to be his tag team partner. Right. He picked a new team member, and to be honest with you, Carlito's never worn an LWO shirt. Maybe he wore it once. The rest of the time he's been wearing a Carlito shirt out there. So I can see him jumping to Legado, and then Andrade joining LWO, and they'll feud for a while. I think this is like the trilogy for Ray and Dominic. I think Ray's about ready to retire. Yeah, and maybe around SummerSlam, where Ray made his debut, that's where they do the hair versus mask match. And then Ray retires.
I would like that. I think that would be kind of rad. Unless if they want to do it at NXT Halloween Havoc. I'm into that as well. All right. So let's go to Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. I mean, I'm all into this because I think they did a good job of separating them for as long as they did, because it allowed the crowd to go off the yeet, the no yeet. Obviously, main event Jey Uso is the most over. And Jimmy, I think Jimmy does kind of struggle in that kind of singles atmosphere for the moment. But I'm very excited about this because I think the two really have earned to work against each other at WrestleMania.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the third brothers match at WrestleMania. We had Brett and Owen, Jeff and Matt did it, I want to say at 25.
Oh, really?
And then now we got these two. And they're getting, obviously, they have great chemistry together. We've seen them as one of the best tag teams to ever exist. So we know they're going to go out there and do a great match. Going to be interesting to see how it goes out. I expect Jey to win the match. But I'm sure there'll be some shenanigans involved in there somewhere.
My only question is, who does Rikishi have in this
fight? Rikishi will be busy at a GalaxyCon near you. he will not be there. But
25 bucks to sting face you. 25.
No, but like, in all honesty, like, Rikishi could have a role in this. I don't think, obviously, they'll miss Elizabeth neutral his ass. But like, I don't know if he
needs... I just want that shot of Rikishi in the booth.
Yeah.
Just my boys, my boys.
My boy, my boys. Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Why my boy? I don't know. I think since we have so much bloodline stuff, I hope it's not too much interaction. Go ahead and have interaction, but I don't need like, oh, he does choose a side or anything like that. If it's to put Jey over, I would like Jimmy to start getting mad at him and then Jey get the win. But I don't need more things to this bloodline stuff. We're trying to wrap it up.
No, there's still more coming in though. I mean,
No! all right, so the ladder match, which this is my biggest shocker to be on Saturday, because as much as I do like that second card on Sunday, I think Sunday could benefit for having this match. But it's the WWE Tag Team Championship ladder match. We got Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus DIY versus Awesome Truth versus The New Day versus New Catch Republic versus Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. And I think, as a guy that used to love when they did ladder matches, I mean, WrestleMania 17, WrestleMania 2000, like, it was to give these guys some of that WrestleMania love that normally they wouldn't get, and they are able to kind of steal the show from a spot light kind of way.
Spots, I can't.
The Spots Fest are going to be fucking amazing in this. And looking at all those names, like, I love that New Catch Republic's in this. I love Pete Dunne. I love his partner that's escaping my name right now. Tyler Bate. That's what I was looking for. Even though I love the Mustache Mountain guy better. Oh, yeah. But anyways, I'm just excited for just the chaos this match can bring.
See? Yeah, I hate it because I can see Judgment Day losing both titles, and it was very interesting how Cole put it. He's like, the match doesn't end until both sets of titles are pulled down, so those championships are being split up for sure.
Cute. So one team could get one team could get the... Okay.
So I can see New Catch winning the SmackDown one since they're on SmackDown, right, and then a Raw team taking it, whether it's Judgment Day keeping those titles to keep it on them. But I think, like 1D hinted, I think they're about ready. I'm thinking Damian's cashing in.
I think DIY. So. I think DIY wins it, honestly. Well,
I think the Raw side of things, because I know I'm wearing his shirt, so there's some bias here, but the push that they made, though, to mention that R-Truth hadn't won at a WrestleMania.
That's fair.
So I'm kind of like, you can make an argument for everybody on the Raw side to win it.
Right.
Except for Judgment Day, honestly. I feel like WrestleMania is, like, Rey is the beginning of the, oh, crap, one member of Judgment Day lost. Oh, crap, we lost our titles. Oh, crap. Right. But Damian won, and then there's that. And, you know, I'm kind of split on Rhea right now. But I know we're going to have to talk about it, and I'll have to make a decision. But, you know, like, enough losses for Judgment Day that it creates enough of that continuing fraction.
Right.
And then eventually when Damian has that championship, Finn's going to get really pissed.
Well, I guess we can wait.
Sorry, we won't keep jumping to it, but
we'll wait till night two.
We'll wait to it.
Potential show stealer, if they get enough time, in my opinion, the Intercontinental Championship. I don't know why it says World Intercontinental Championship, but the Intercontinental Championship, Gunther and Sami Zayn, 1-on-1 for that title. Boy, oh boy. I mean, the chops on Sammy's chest are just going to be as red as all get it. It's going to look like a raw steak out there.
He's going to be matching his hair.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm excited about this one. I think wrestling clinic wise, this thing has written all over it.
Yeah, this is a wrestling match. This is where people say WWE doesn't have wrestling matches. Here it is. Right. Here's your clinic.
I love Gunther, by the way. I love what he's been doing. I don't want to see him lose. I love Sami, don't get me wrong, but I do not want to see Gunther lose at all.
I was going to ask, does he drop the belt or does he keep it? Because I actually am still, I'm leaning he keeps it. Because everybody thinks he's going to lose it. And why do it? And, you know, maybe we do it the night after the Raw.
Bring Sheamus back Monday night. And have Sheamus get it.
So here's where my conundrum lies. Like, I love Sami Zayn. But Sami Zayn already had that huge WrestleMania win with the tag match with Owens. So it's like Sami Zayn's WrestleMania moments happen. So it's not a big, like, it's not that wow factor. And also the feud that they have hasn't exactly been established because obviously Chad Gable has been the one who has had that long feud with him. I don't see him losing just because if we are finally going to get a certain world champion to lose a title this weekend, I don't know if we necessarily need both of them to, because his reign has been so strong.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
All right. And the final one we'll talk about right now is the WWE Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. If this card didn't have the certain main event that it has, I believe this would have been night one's main event.
Oh, yeah.
And I did see that Becky's actually pushing to open the show.
Yeah, I saw that as well. She wants that match to open it. I think that's hot, as like, not hot like in that way, like hot in like wrestling terms. Mm-hmm. Like that is holy crap. If Becky's music hits to start the night and then Rhea comes out, dude, Philly's gonna blow, like there's gonna be an earthquake size.
And to say this, in case if this is the first video you've ever seen from the Throw Me Podcast Network, please subscribe. And if you want more of these videos, like and comment, do all that. As the old worker in me would go, if, and anybody will tell you this, if you're not the last match, you want to be the first match. And if this isn't the main event, it's best to start the show with this, because A, they can get a lot of time and a lot of allowance of time if they go over because of how hot the crowd is going to be for it. I think Rhea should retain in this. Mm-hmm. in the sense of if every other New Day member loses, this gives credence for. I know you guys are banking on this Damian Priest, and I'll be fully functional to tell you, I don't think he's gonna win. And which I'm fine with.
Oh, I didn't say he was going to win. I said he would cash in.
Right, and I feel like if Rhea is the only member to win while everybody else is just plagued with losses, I think that's more of an interesting tale to go into the split.
Yeah, agreed. And that's why I don't think Damian wins on his cash in. Also, it's been almost a year and I'm still like, I don't see it. I don't. But if you're gonna do it, I guess you do it. But I don't think he completes the cash in on Drew.
No, I'm into that. I'm into
Yeah.
that. Rob, how about you? Where are you feeling with this one?
Oh, I absolutely say keep the title on Rhea. She's the biggest women's wrestler in that company right now, and you can't afford to have her lose the title.
It's interesting because like Becky, when she started her run as the Austin of the women's division, like there was this like cultural like out there, and then she kind of lost it. And I think it's her own like downbringing of wanting to go heel. Because I mean, look at Austin at 17, like same thing happened. I think there's this cool down factor. And with Rhea is actually the one going that Stone Cold route where it was the cool heel turning into the baby face. Kind of the Rock, cool heel into the baby face. So there, in my opinion, there is a good chance this does become a little more cross pollination into the mainstream with Rhea, maybe roles in horror and stuff like that. Like I know she guest on Logan Paul's pod recently. So there's a lot of going for this match that I feel it could steal the show, should open the show. And like I said, night one's just stacked to the gills
Let me ask you real quick about this match, though. Are you happier with this match than her versus Liv? Because Liv was supposed to have this redemption tour thing happening with Rhea, and then it was moved to Becky.
If there's not a fucking person I don't give two shits about more,
Morgan.
is Liv fucking Morgan. Like, I get that she had a fan base, and there was that one point where there's like, oh, we love her. Yay, give her the push. That's not the same as, like, say, Daniel Bryan's run. That's not the same as someone like a Trish Stratus who really worked her way up to become like the Attitude Era version of Austin.
Oh, Hulkster's gonna leg drop you, bro.
That's fine. Come on in. But he's been living that gimmick. But the difference is that he picked her from the get where there is a bunch of
Oh,
just
yeah, that's true.
bagging, jump on that bandwagon kind of feel. And I don't even think that she's bad or anything. I think she's just one of those like, yeah, she's as good as Naomi. She's as good as Natalya. I don't see her being a needle mover, which if we're talking main roster card and these WrestleMania cards, they're needle movers. We're not just out here to be like, oh,
Not Backlash.
she deserves a match. Yeah, exactly. Put her on
Not New Jersey.
WrestleMania's Backlash
Yeah,
2 years ago.
I'm throwing out the old. I'm throwing out the old ones. Same thing with
What?
a massacre. Give her that. It's
Well,
fine.
I'm just what's the give me the Wendy Richter Battle Royal. Let her fucking win it. Who gives
Wendy
a
Richter
shit?
Battle Royal.
Yeah, give me the Nicole Bass Battle Royal on
Wow.
pre-show.
Oh,
Let her
wow.
fucking win that, and she can be the first one. And Nicole Bass is like this with her one fucking eye going that way. It'll be great. All right, let's talk night two.
Oh, wow.
Well, no. We haven't done the main event of night one.
Well,
Well,
I
we're
thought
going to
we
do the
were
main
going to
event
do
as both.
those at the
Oh, we're doing them.
as
Oh,
two.
gotcha.
Yeah,
My
because let's
bad.
not separate the conversation.
Okay.
All right. Nope, that's not what I said, you little bastard. See, this is why I don't like touching screens and such. All right, here we go. Night two. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. And I've enjoyed this feud since the Elimination Chamber AJ coming in. Like, I enjoy when two guys who are at their prime, like, I know AJ's a little later, fuck, even Knight's a little later,
They were
but
talking two
like,
guys in their 40s.
right, exactly. But if you, it almost felt like both of these guys could have been put in any tag match that's on the show, and you would be like, well, at least they're on the fucking card. Where now that this is LA Knight's chance to kind of show off what he can do, this is AJ showing that he's like kind of
Still.
Mr. WrestleMania 2.0. Like he could come in and work with anybody. I just love the like this is definitely something that needed to be on night two to help the card.
Yeah, this
Probably kick it
is
off, probably too.
this is definitely it's weird because I saw a little bit of backlash online, but it's online, so it doesn't really matter to these two having a match. But honestly, I think you nailed
Backlash.
it. Yeah, a little. Why are these two on the card? Why didn't they put another match on the card? And yeah, that was my
Okay.
reaction, where I was like, wow, the internet really is like a level of stupid sometimes.
Yeah, you
Because
stepped
you
me up.
nailed it. Like this is another one of those, you want to watch a good wrestling match in WWE? Here you go. You're about to
Yeah.
get two guys that have had a really solid feud that has only been a little over a month, but has me invested in like, yeah, I want LA Knight to beat up AJ Styles. Like, even
And
though
heated. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not like it's not Gunther, Sami Zayn, where there will be good wrestling back and forth.
Yeah.
Real, like, this is the equivalent of that match, but
It's got
there's
the
going to
story.
be some fists. There's going to be
Yeah.
some
Yeah.
fisting in this
And
match.
I'm excited to
AJ
watch
flew all the way over
AJ.
them to cost him that match.
Yeah. Holy shit, I forget where I saw that meme, but that was amazing. It was just Stewie Griffin, but they put AJ's head on Stewie and he traveled. And he did whatever the gimmick on Family Guy was, but he traveled and it was like a
Oh,
1 minute.
wasn't it the Will Ferrell one?
Yeah, I think
Aren't you Will
so.
Ferrell
Yes,
and
it
he hits
was
him for
Aren't you Will
Bewitched?
Ferrell and hits him?
He hits
Yeah.
him for Bewitched? Yeah,
Yep, it's
which
that one.
I'm right there
Fucking
with him
so
for that.
good. So
Oh,
good.
God, that's funny.
I love that you called him WrestleMania 2.0 because I look at AJ as Shawn now, to where he's so over and established that he can just have matches and he doesn't have to win. Like, you know
It's
who he is, you get who he is, he's got the career. It's like if he loses, he
right.
loses. He's AJ Styles. What do
You just know you're getting a good match. And what's funny about that is, like, I remember, I forget if it's his first one or second one, but he was wrestling Shane McMahon. And it was like, why are we wasting AJ with Shane McMahon? And then he had a great match with Shane McMahon.
Yeah. And then the next time Shane McMahon showed up, happy 1 year anniversary of
Snoop
that.
Dogg beat that ass.
What's funny, about that memory showing up is I forgot who was in that match. I was
Miz.
like, who was in the match when Snoop Dogg knocked out The Miz? Because The Miz called for the audible in the ring to make sure a Mania moment happened. And then I
Right.
happened to see my Facebook memories and I was like, oh, that's who it
Wrong
was.
McMahon died.
This match has to start night two, though. Like that,
Yeah,
that
I think
has to be the
so.
I think so.
I think it does because weirdly enough, I think match two has to be the Philadelphia Street Fight with Bobby Lashley,
If
Street
these freaking
Profits,
guys don't just call it an
Karrion
Extreme
Kross.
Rules match and get over
No,
Yeah,
no,
because
no,
they're
no,
going to
no.
go out
I
into
like,
Philly.
yeah, it's a Philly Street Fight,
Yeah,
bro.
but
It
Philly's
has to
known
be
for
called one, bro.
ECW. ECW's Extreme Rules. Call it an Extreme Rules match.
Yeah, but I'm with
No.
Wonderful, where
Yeah.
like I like the city name
Yeah.
fight for
Cheap pop.
it's Philly. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Like they're gonna
The cheap
montage
pop, yeah.
Rocky through it.
Yeah,
Like
is
I get where you're coming from, but like we gotta remember it's not an ECW show. It's
Yeah,
a fucking
it's
W.
Mania.
It'd
I
be
know, but
different if Rob Van Dam was tagging with Sandman.
hey, the Duds might show up. They
I
keep
mean,
teasing something, so the Dudleys might show up.
they could show up in that tag title match like the Hardys
They
did at
could,
that
yeah.
one
That's
Mania.
true. That's true. Is somebody
So,
going
what
to
do you
get their
guys think
leg knocked
about?
out?
Oh, God. What do you guys think about the Street
I'm
Profits
so
versus
torn on
Cross
this
and
match.
AOP?
I'm torn on it because Karrion Kross needs to win.
Yes,
Like, I'm kind of sick of
100%.
seeing Karrion Kross lose.
But in a tag match, he doesn't have to take the pinfall.
In a tag match, he could be the one pinning one of the Street Profits.
That's yes, that's true. And then he gets over, but
Like it's WrestleMania. It's the time where we gotta start building these other guys.
yeah.
Like WWE, I mean, I'll put it this way. Well, never mind. We'll save it for the main
Yeah,
event.
this is
We'll
what I'm
save
going
it.
with, is I'm kind of
Yeah.
sick of seeing the people that were in NXT come up to the main card and just get
And just
squashed.
yeah.
And Karrion Kross was dominant in NXT, kind of like Shayna was dominant in NXT, and she's not. She should
and now
be.
Now they just come in as every other wrestler.
I'll give you that. I can't think of the last time anybody from NXT came in outside of Paige and just right away was given the here's the reins run. You know, yeah, Charlotte. Maybe Charlotte. Yeah, it's got to be Charlotte then. But Charlotte is. Do I say it and get the heat? Charlotte to me has
dude.
No, no.
Nepo
baby.
Don't,
very.
Don't want to hear.
Yeah,
hear.
Very much. It's, don't want to hear. I'm sorry. It's.
I
didn't want to say
she's
it,
still
but
talented.
I've gotten to the point. Like she's still extremely talented, but the amount of time she's had that belt, I'm like.
That's because they're trying to make her the female version of him.
Let her have her own marriage.
She's really freaking good.
100%. So, in my opinion, it's okay that she's a Nepo baby, and it's okay that she's good because it all works out in the end. Like, it's not hurting anybody that she's like a 14-time world fucking champion.
Wow.
What?
I'm not gonna bring that person up again.
Why?
She does bring a big. She puts her big on the table. Did you not hear that from?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Am I the only one that's plugged into Ronda Rousey, like absolutely going crazy?
I try to avoid her as much as possible.
Oh, yeah, I suffered into the Ryback of.
Oh, I bet that. I can bet that.
And she claims that the Becky Charlotte match went as long as it did at Mania because she came in and threw her big dick down.
Okay.
She blamed Charlotte for it going for. She says it's Charlotte's fault. It went too long.
Sure,
of course.
Sure. But and that's how you
now
can
make
tell.
That joke worthwhile.
Yeah.
Throwing
Thank
the big
you.
Dick down.
Thank you for that. So
tell you about Ryback Ronda.
Ryback Ronda. That's actually good. So we got the WWE Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bayley, and you all know I'm an Io stan. I simp for Io. So
yeah, but sorry, Bayley's gonna win.
Oh,
I
of course.
Simp for both, and I don't think Bayley's gonna win.
Does Bayley come out with her hugging attitude?
It's Mania. It could happen.
She's been pushing for Paramore, and I know Hayley Williams said, go ahead and use my song.
Oh, no shit.
Hayley's already given
I guess. She doesn't really have a thing. She only had the damage control one, right?
She had a theme.
Oh, did she?
I don't remember it, but she had a theme.
It's been so long.
But that's what I'm saying. She's been coming out the damage controls, so now that she's not in damage control, I would love... Well, which Paramore song is it supposed to be?
They haven't said.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm
we'll
into it.
We'll even see if it happens, but I know she's been pushing for a while with the hashtag Paramore for Bayley and all that.
I think this is one of those good, solid matches. I think they have a chance to go above and beyond if they're allowed to. I don't know how much time they'll actually get. I know the card only has like 6 matches, so obviously there's going to be interviews and stuff, but... Give them at least 15, 20, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm happy with whoever wins. This is one of the matches where I'm like, whoever wins, cool. I like both of them. I'm happy with both of them.
Right. I think the damage control win-loss on the other show will play into this.
That's fair. That's a fair point, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. United States Championship, weirdest match on the card. Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. And I only say that because it's just like one of these things is not like the other. But obviously, like I said with AJ, we had to throw Randy in here. Like, I don't know why Kevin Owens isn't just versing Logan Paul in Extreme Rules matches.
Like, listen, Randy, we brought you back the same night we brought CM Punk back. You got overshadowed. We'll give you a wrestling.
So I mean,
you do a video where they hugged each other and said they were gonna go weed the locker room together.
Yeah,
they're friends and they love each other.
That, said they got that video of CM Punk's out there at hockey games with Jey Uso. He's just living his best life right now.
I would actually love it if Randy Orton just cut a promo and they were like, Randy, what do you feel about being in this match? He was like, I'll be honest with you. It's the 10-year anniversary since my last triple threat at WrestleMania, so I just want to do it that way. Like, I just wanted to be in a triple threat match. Yeah. You know,
I mean, he's got a history with RKOs at WrestleMania, so I wonder what Logan Paul catches.
Oh, he's going to eat shit.
It's going to be a Logan Paul catch.
Does Logan get pinned, or does Logan just lose the belt?
I don't think Logan loses the belt.
You think he gets?
Has Randy been U.S. champion?
Yeah, Randy's isn't he an old school European champion?
No, his first title was Intercontinental.
Just saying he's been around so long that isn't he like a six-time fucking what do they call it, Grand Slam champion?
He beat Bobby Roode back in 2018 for the title.
Holy
shit.
Yeah. So he doesn't need the title. It's
he doesn't
anything
need it.
Special.
And he has Owens technically.
No.
Because I think Owens is a Grand Slam now as well.
So if I was a betting man, and I'm not going to ever bet this, but if I'm going through this year, especially with how Logan Paul has been used and treated, keep the title on him. Get him in a one-on-one feud with someone to get that person over. Because, like you just said, Owens doesn't need it. Randy doesn't need it. Get the title off of him in time for Money in the Bank when Logan Paul can win it.
Oh, I was gonna throw out, you need to keep that belt on him so that when he's in those training montages with his brother before his brother gets absolutely destroyed by 60-year-old Mike Tyson on Netflix, you can see Logan there with the belt using it to cover his eyes as his brother is getting pummeled by 60-year-old Mike Tyson.
He's already dead.
Plus that Monday Night Raw promo there that he could do there since Raw's on Netflix. So.
Actually,
I like it.
All right, so I like this. I like Logan winning for that Monday Night Raw. That title is what's changed hands.
Good. Then, that's a good one.
Especially if it's like a dominant person.
Braun Breaker. Braun's now on SmackDown, so there you go. Braun Breaker.
There you go. All right. So let's see what else we got. Okay, World Heavyweight Championship, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre.
I'm excited for this. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is, and maybe it's because I don't like Seth being carried into the first night's main event. Like, somebody obviously is not on the same level as everybody else, so like, this match having a hard time competing, where like Cody gets the feud with Rock and Roman, and both nights' main event feel very important. Where Seth's like, I'm with him, and fuck you, Drew. Like, just where Drew McIntyre has like a legitimate heat with CM Punk. Punk is in like commentary, and I think Punk's going to be well enough to do something. I think Drew wins. I think Drew becomes champion, and maybe CM Punk gets involved during. But I think I would rather after. I think fucking a GTS and then holding up the title would be cool.
What a GTS and Damian Priest comes down and cashes in and takes the title, setting up a feud with him and Drew.
You're not
Drew
fucking
winning
wrong.
The belt again when they go back to Scotland.
Shit, they are. That's in June, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Priest doesn't have a long run. Priest is not going to have a long run.
No, especially if Finn. Ooh, and Finn could be in that match at Castle because it's overseas. I know it's Ireland, but he can be like, "Fuck you, Scotland." You know what I mean? Like, fuck you, and that's why Drew can win it, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm okay.
I 100% see Priest cashing in. Right. That night, I see him winning. There's no way you push him as much as you have. He's kind of faltered a little bit, but they pushed him hard. They gave him that main event at Backlash. That even put him over even more to get the Money in the Bank. Like,
I don't know, because it's getting late in his run with that Money in the Bank that it's like
he's at the same point as Seth Rollins. He's at the same point that Seth Rollins had.
Yeah, but the difference is Seth Rollins was as much shit as I'm talking. At least he fucking has been a main event establishment for that entire run.
Yeah, he
where
had
Damian
already.
Priest, just because he had one good fucking match, I've watched his promos. The fucker is horrible at talking. He is absolutely, that's why he's in this group. And it's like, if you put him alone, I don't know if he's good enough to handle that shit. He might be Jack fucking Swagger in it.
That's what I say. They put it on Jack. They put it on Psycho Sid. That guy couldn't talk with it. Dang.
he didn't know he was live. Okay, pal? He didn't know he was live. He just wanted to do it again. All right.
To be fair, it's a bias because I've liked Damian since NXT. So it's and I love the
Cheshire
thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I
get that. I do think he improved. I do think there is, like, he's working himself. But I, honest to fucking God, I don't understand why we're going to act like Finn Balor ain't in the group, who is a former Universal Champion.
Trust me, Finn is my favorite wrestler of the current generation. Like, he's number one favorite wrestler of this generation. I'm like, give him the title. It's the same problem I have with Shayna. I'm like, put the title on her. What are we waiting on?
But it's like, so weird. Whatever. There's too many people. Too many people.
Yeah.
All right.
But
so,
as far as the match goes, I would expect Drew. I just think Seth needs time off. He needs to take a break.
Yeah, Seth gets his break after this. Drew wins. I'm up in the now I'm a little more up in the air on the, does Damian actually cash in at Mania, or does he try it at another, like.
Plus, remember, every time he tried to cash in before, Drew has always stopped him and interrupted it. So how fitting would it be that he cashes in and takes it from Drew?
All right, you're selling me more on that. So yeah. I think – so maybe he does actually cash in, and then he does – because, yes, you're right. If he does win that belt, he is literally getting
– but it has to be Punk giving him the GTS. Like, it would not make sense of the cash-in and Damian just run out and just beats him fucking clean. Because, A, it'll keep Punk's heat with Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Does he pull a Seth and cash-in in the middle of the match?
That's rough. Yeah. Well, I'm okay with that because they've already established you can do it. But I still think you have to have Punk do something to cost Drew that match.
I think Punk's fine because before he came back on Raw with that robotic arm on, he didn't have it on. Like, he shared a video of him working out and that arm was not on.
Well, so not he's, only he's that, he's been him. Gone since January and it's a tricep tear, and the tricep tear is only 3 to 4 months. So, like, the only reason why he's not in the match, they couldn't guarantee getting him in there. But yeah. I'm positive, whatever fucking, like, if it's his left one, I'm sure he can put someone on his fucking right shoulder. And the fucker can push off of him
to do that. Stop giving away how they do it.
Sorry, it's magic. It's magic, guys.
No magic.
He's so strong. He's so
strong. That's how he threw John Cena.
Exactly. Exactly.
What are you talking about pushing himself off? Next, you're going to tell me that's how Cena gets away with the attitude adjustment. Somebody pushes off.
Don't even talk about the STF. I don't even
want to
hear about that.
I don't want to talk. STFU. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So, night one's main event leads into night two, so that's why we saved it for the end. But night one's main event.
Yeah, we gotta get to the final boss.
So, our first main event, which it was so funny because leading up to it, I was so against it because I was like, oh, why aren't you just doing it at Chamber? But then it's the most genius thing they've ever done without even fucking talking about it. The first main event of WrestleMania was a tag match.
Yes.
So why not honor that by having a tag match do night one? Because with Rock in it, it does give that, like, oh my God, we have a superstar. And then
just
adding
like the Mr. T showed up.
Yeah. And then you add the stipulation of no bloodline or bloodline rules. It makes the person go, well, I guess I got to watch night two. Like, it is such a perfect blend. But night one's main event is Seth Rollins versus Cody Rhodes, or Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns and the final boss, The Rock, What are we feeling, boys?
You said it. Seth is costing Cody. I'm sick of this fake friendship they got going on.
Yeah.
Cody got there. It's been nothing but those two hating each other. All of a sudden, they like each other. I know it's wrestling, but get out of here with that. There's no way.
I can't get behind the costing of it unless if it's like inadvertent. Like if Drew came out and fucked up Seth during it just to get a little more heat for his match.
That could
but
happen.
I don't probably see not. Seth turning, especially if the next night you need him to be the face.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that this is just a straight up, we're going to have bloodline rules on night two. So I'm trying to figure out who gets the pin over who. I
think Brock beats Cody.
That's what I'm thinking because I just can't see you giving if Roman's going to lose to Cody the next night, I cannot see Roman getting a pinfall at Mania. But Rock gets his moment again because he's the boss and he's the final boss and he gets his win and it sets it up. And then night two, Bloodline rules leads to all out mayhem of finally understanding why final boss never did it correctly. Why every time the Bloodline held their hands up, but every time he seemed like he was pointing at Roman, that he really was.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because obviously everybody has thought that. Everybody has thought, oh, well, he's just doing this to set up to get rid of Roman as champ. But like the way that they keep carrying it, where I think people want to see Cody versus The Rock.
Yeah.
And
that's
like,
what I've seen more is Cody and Rock. I forgot about Roman for a while.
And
like,
that's
Roman is here.
So what is better than...
And I like Roman, mind you. I like Roman. I'm like, this is Rock and Cody. This ain't even Cody and Roman. This is Rock and Cody.
Let me pitch this.
Raw moment was similar to that of, I would say, the NWO Hogan ramming The Rock with the semi.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
well, let
just
me,
a more
let me pitch,
version.
Let me just pitch a little thing.
Pitch it.
Tag match goes down. Rock pins Cody, like you guys said. With the help of Sokoa and all that shit.
Yeah.
Bloodline rules. Anything can happen. That means no disqualification. Night two.
Wait, no. That match isn't Bloodline rules.
No. I'm saying they win, then Bloodline rules for the next night. Trust me, pal. Just because none of these matches have ever been fucking Bloodline rules... Fucking Sokoa's been in every main event that Roman's been in. So fucking Sokoa does spike whatever. Rock gets the pin. Next night, Bloodline rules. All the Bloodline be coming out. And they've kind of hinted that John and Austin are going to be there. So if John and Austin run, John Cena and Stone Cold Steve Austin for our people. For people that don't know who I'm talking
you've
about.
You've been watching for 47 minutes.
Right?
And you don't know.
If you don't
John
know
John Austin.
Yeah.
John Austin. Is that the guy who
John Austin. John Austin.
John Austin 613.
Yeah, Oh heck yes. Because he's DG. So they run in. Yeah, exactly. So if they run in, they're knocking out, you know, Jimmy, Sokoa, Stone Cold Stunner, FU to The Rock, out. It's down to Cody and Roman. Boom, pins Roman. Next night, Rock kicks out Roman from the Bloodline. And then Rock is the leader, but he can pull that, like, I'm office leader, so I don't necessarily have to be TV. Because, you know, he's got to go film a movie or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm saving my title shot that I deserve because I beat the world champion at WrestleMania at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. And at SummerSlam, we get Cody and Rock. And then Roman costs Rock the title, which will now we can get a fully fleshed out, fully Rock is, you know, and then if Rock wants to go face with that, then now they kick out The Rock and you can ease Roman right back in, or they just have, there is no more Bloodline and it is finally at WrestleMania, these two going at it.
That sounds great.
It's almost like you did this or something and you understand booking. And
I understand booking.
I will say, as great as it sounds,
mm-hmm.
Roman ain't losing.
You're fucking a psycho.
Crazy.
You are a bona fide psychopath.
You sound like me every time I talk about that.
You are 1000% like a glass is half empty kind of guy. Because what are you talking about?
There is no way he walks out of Mania with that belt.
That's what y'all said last year.
Yeah, but last year I had a guy who likes to shit on women's heads calling the fucking shots in the main event. He gone. So, because he remember, and it could be, it's full speculation, but Vinny came back to pull that fucking Roman card because he was like, I made this guy. That's the guy I want to fucking win. I don't need this guy who ran away. Triple H is done with that. Triple H is a businessman. Triple H knows they need someone to actually be the fucking face of the company. And that's why I was saying earlier, when Rock came back, and he's been doing all the promos. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's overshining Roman, like overshadowing. There's the like, no, Roman's just not as big as these motherfuckers want to claim him. And that's why he only wrestles 4 times a year. Because they have established that no one's better than Roman. But what if Roman isn't that good? What if Roman doesn't bring ratings? WWE brings ratings. But the one thing that they've had the past 2 goddamn years is the fact that Cody Rhodes has solidified being the biggest fucking face this company's had since John Cena. And fight me on that. So not putting the title on him at WrestleMania is the biggest fucking mistake I will ever see.
And this is the man that called the streak coming to an end at 30.
And I feel the same passion. That was a
terrible decision, by the way.
No, that was the perfect decision. Mm-hmm. There's no way a monster, a beast in his prime, could not beat a fucking guy that got a concussion in that match because he's old and decrepit. I don't give a fuck at what kind of fucking crypt or goddamn casket he lives under. He ain't beating a guy who fucking legitimately fights, says, I'm gonna drink Bud Light and fuck my wife tonight. And run all the world. And then he was the big bad booty daddy for that WWE period for 4 years. Right call. Right call.
And it's going to be the right call when Cody gets the belt on Sunday.
Wow, I haven't Zach ranted in a while.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. That's exactly what I wanted. Exactly what I wanted from you. Because I need somebody to convince me. I'm not as in love with Cody Rhodes like everybody else is. I don't hate him. Mm-hmm. I like him. Mm-hmm. I love Dusty Rhodes.
Right.
I'm not a huge Cody fan. So but I need that passion from y'all. So I don't need to cry babies online about he should be in the main event. I don't need that crap. I need to explain to me why.
So here's the thing. And I think this entire
because I've seen WWE build Roman for so many years now.
Right. Sucker and
tell me why the guy that... exactly. He's much better now than that.
Yeah, sucker and succotash. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That's better than whatever Seth called freaking The Rock the other day.
Oh, no, that was 2.0. Mm-hmm. Diarrhea, caca mouth, or whatever he called him. Yeah, get out of it. That's what I'm saying. None of these guys are on the same level. And I know the one thing that Cody does that I'm not into, and I'm glad it's kind of coming out, is like, I need that fire. I need less cry, more fire. But it's finally coming out. I think with all these beatdowns, it's being like, I'm going to fuck these guys up. But like, the difference is, I think this match transcends just WWE. We're talking about a guy that was born and bred in this company, fucking left, and did what Matt Corona can't fucking do. And become the biggest, biggest fucking internet star. So much so that he made an entire company that he said that my baby is fine. I'm going to leave because it's not what I created. It's not what I wanted. I need to go home. And now that he is home And he understands how wrestling is, because when he was in that company, he lost a match that was like, I can never get a world title match. He has understood, he booked himself into a corner that he can never fucking come away from. And he is worthy of a world championship. So he is now back at home, the biggest goddamn sports entertainment conglomerate ever created in the biggest era it's ever been in. And he's going to be a best man at a fan's fucking thing. He's sending many people to WrestleMania. He is literally the biggest.
He promised to go to a birthday party at the show I went to. So.
He is the biggest fucking babyface I have ever seen since a Fruity Pebble. It is fucking time for this guy to win the world title. So everybody who has believed in him, Rob, they feel vindicated. Because, boy, oh boy, we finally rooted for the right guy.
Well, and that's why I compared it to 30 in the buildup. Like, mm-hmm. Yes, 30, I will admit that 30, I had a lot more riding on it with Daniel Bryan, but it's for mm-hmm. that reason.
Right.
What you just said, Zach, is mm-hmm. the reason of what Cody is. Right. Because remember, for us, we are definitely an older group, you know, and things change.
We've lived through all these.
So
we've
lived through all of them. We've lived through all of it. So this is kind of seeing that changing of the passing of the torch right now. And for 100%. Us, we were really hooked on Daniel Bryan because that was kind of our, you know, like
that was our guy. Our that was our wrestler our guy. Yeah,
that was your guy when Jeff Hardy wasn't the guy anymore.
Now he was all fucking off, being drunk, getting.
Yeah. That's what I DDT. That's what I talk Sting. About when fans are like, "Fans, give him the title because the fans love him." Jeff Hardy was the most over wrestler in the world. That guy barely ever got the world title.
Yeah, for right but
reasons.
He did.
For right reasons, but he got did. It. He
they
did.
Tried. They Cody tried many times.
Cody will get it, but I would say wait for Madison Square Garden. That is the story. Madison Square Garden is more the story than WrestleMania.
And that's my thing. That I think
the Garden is beyond it. But I think the Garden is beyond it now, and I think they're beyond the Garden in the sense of. Everything is now ginormous and stadium wise now.
Yeah.
You want to do it in front of the biggest crowd, and the Garden, you're limited to a little over 20,000.
So Rob is right. When Cody lost last year, when Cody lost, it should have been Cody's way of being like, you know what? There was something off. There was something I didn't understand. WrestleMania was never the thing that my family has ever gone after. It was the title. But my dad and I watched him get screwed at Madison Square Garden. I need to beat this fucker at Madison Square Garden. The problem is that this guy doesn't work Tuesday nights. So I gotta wait till WrestleMania. So because of that, that's why now it's evolved into what it is. Because just like Daniel Bryan, we almost didn't get this match. And with that fucking immediate recoil of like, no, that's not what we want. We need Cody to fucking do this. It is literally one of the few times that overall fans, I understand, Rob, but the overall fans need that victory. Because you have plenty of people on the card. You got Rhea Ripley. You got Bayley. You got all these people that are going for titles or wrestling whoever.
Listen, this I would is, be this passionate this is if the it was one. Finn. If it was Finn Balor, I'd be exactly this passionate. Because that guy has been screwed over more than anybody, including
for sure. And in injuries. Like, he's just... But, like... This is the one time where reality is morphing into story and it's working kind of fucking perfect. Do not blow it by letting this guy who works a fucking 2-day period a year that really doesn't have a title reign. That's a different bit. If we continue with this wrestling shit, we're going to have a why Roman's reign has no fucking effect on anybody else's history.
I would love for us to do that because... When I look at this, I'm like, this reminds me of the very old school days where the champion was special. The champion was not around. You barely saw the champion.
When? On TV. When? What are you talking about?
In the territorial days.
No! The champion was wrestling weekly. The difference is that the champion didn't beat whoever the local guy is. All right, we're talking territories. Here we go. So the way that territories work is that you have your company. company, and your company has its own breed of wrestlers, and you have to build them to be the biggest main event stars. So when a guy like Ric Flair, who is on national TV, he comes to your town, he comes to your territory because he sells tickets. But the thing is, he's only going to come around every 3 months. So if he wrestles your biggest guy and they go to a 60-minute draw and he leaves with the title, your guy didn't lose. Your guy is the guy that kept up with the world fucking champion. So hopefully in 3 more months when he comes back, he's going after it again. But he gets injured by this other local heel. So now there's a heated feud between them. That's how territories work. The world champions, they work Georgia, New York. They're going to Florida. They're beating those local guys, or at least like going to draws. Ric Flair, he defended that title 1,000 times. We'll say 1,000. How many did he win? One. Like, one guy he was pissed off because he wanted his broad. That's about it. Right. But that's how it's done. Roman Reigns' reign has been the same match over and over, except when it's like against someone who's already established. Like when he's worked Randy Orton or John Cena or something. Like, none of those guys need the win, so they do kind of look more dominant. But every time he faces a guy that could fucking take the title, a Kevin Owens, a Cody Rhodes, any of these motherfuckers, what happens? Same old, same old. They fight, he's getting over, and then fucking Sokoa comes in and does the spike. Or Jimmy's wearing a hoodie. Or Jay's wearing a hoodie. Or Sokoa's wearing the hoodie. Michael Cole's wearing a hoodie. Fucking Paul Heyman's wearing a hoodie. Everybody wears a hoodie in D Rhodes, and they're like, I can't believe he's in the ring. I can't believe Paul Heyman, Sokoa, fucking whoever the challenger was. And then we only get that 2 times a fucking year. That's not a champion. I love Roman Reigns as a guy who's worked hard in his career, and he's dealt with his own medical issues, which I completely understand why he's not working full time. But to sit here and tell me he deserves all this fucking praise of the reign that he's getting, fuck out of here. Win number two!
We got two.
So anyways, I hope Roman wins. I hope Roman wins.
I do, because the Bloodline has its fans too, just like the Four Horsemen back in the day.
Oh yeah, 1,000% understand. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just giving my passionate plea of why I am not into it.
I'm not the internet. I don't care about you having your own opinion. It's okay.
We're allowed opinions. That's how we roll.
Opinions here.
That's how we roll. You shut up, Ash Jeeves.
Yeah. Listen, we know that you have a Zack Ryder shirt. So we're not listening, okay?
fucking Rob's being what is it, Threads? I'm being X or Twitter, and fucking you're over there being Vine.
Do it for the Vine.
I do it for the Vine. Awesome. So,
any surprises? Is Sting showing up?
Sting's not showing up. I think he's done. But I do give credit to E for mentioning him. I think Austin and John Cena showing up in some capacity. I'm not going to necessarily say the main event, but I do feel there is a. It's 40. How the hell are they not there? And then Hogan comes out first, then Austin, then John Cena, and Hogan calls it whatever wrong dome, pick one.
Welcome to Midway Stevens Brothers.
I've always
We're
loved
not
Pines
in
Field.
New Jersey, Hulk.
But I definitely feel
Let's
like because
go
the
Giants.
I definitely feel because of the card being night two being less, like at 6 matches or whatever, I think that has more opportunity to play with like special guests.
Who comes out and makes the announcement of the attendance?
Triple H, probably.
Yeah, Triple H
Is that
could.
The Triple H?
Triple H could. I mean, that's fair. Yeah, because it's legend-y. And maybe you guys know this because I haven't kept up. Are they actually airing a Hall of Fame special?
Friday night. I can't tell you what it's on. Okay. I assume it's on Peacock, but it is Friday night.
Okay, so they are. So we'll get the Legends coming out.
Then you got NXT at like 12 o'clock Saturday. Yeah. Saturday's
well, you'll get the Legends on both nights. They do that on both nights.
Okay.
Remember, they always roll them out on
Paul's,
the third.
Paul's going to get the biggest reaction.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm excited for it. But I think overall, talking these two cards, I think this is the most interesting two cards they have done yet. And I think both nights just feel fun. Like, usually when I go into both of them, I have one night that I prefer, and then it's like, I guess I want to watch the main event. So, but this, I'm very happy I'm having my party on Saturday, because I do feel like that has the more, we'll say, cinematic, the more glitz glam. And then Sunday show just feels so story based and so like, I'm in, I'm watching.
This is why we got to live closer, because I would love to be there, but I can't.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I can't wait for the Rock and Roman story to conclude in Hobbs and Shaw part two.
Please, no.
It's all heading there, baby.
It's all heading.
Roman was in Hobbs and Shaw.
I know. I fell asleep watching.
He played family in that. Yeah. So it's all there. It's all going to circle back to Hollywood. All
right. Well, we'll find out if he is right, if it gets concluded in a movie from Universal Pictures.
And then it's going to be featured at Halloween Horror Nights. There's Haunters.
So, in the Fast and the Furious building.
Yes! Yeah, I mentioned I was on Roman's side, and y'all are just trying to kill me.
And it'll all be right, so. It'll behind the scenes on Peacock.
So that is our WrestleMania preview. We will find out how right we are, and I'm putting this out there without even talking to them, because I think it'd be the cool first time of trying this, because we are trying it later April. We on Patreon will have a text conversation of the nights watching WrestleMania. So if you want to be a part of that text chain, all you have to do is be a Patreon member, and we will let you be a part of this text chain. You will be able to watch the show with us. Just
some
like
colorful
this.
Words may fly. Just do it.
A lot of colorful language. Get the app of Patreon, sign up to Thrill Me Podcast Network, and we'll do it. And then next week we will have our, not preview, what do you call it? Review? I guess we'll review
recap,
it.
Recap.
Yeah, I like recap. So,
media recap.
There's only one review show on this network, damn it.
I mean, I was
the
about to say.
Media recap.
Wonderful. Do you want to plug anything?
keep an ear out on the Patreon. There's going to be crypto cars dropping on the Patreon for season. Okay. And maybe you'll
Robert,
there's a Haunters out there for you, I'm sure. You can get that show.
Well, Haunters, hopefully, we'll be doing an episode live. I've decided I'm dropping this on Thursday morning. Fuck it.
Okay.
So that rant really fired me up.
Yeah. You're welcome. See, that's why I did it.
Nothing like that morning cup of
joe. I'm your Paul Heyman, sir. Okay. I am your wise man. I am your Paul Heyman. I'm your advocate. Okay.
I love it.
I helped you.
I love it.
As far as I got my show, the review at Rob show, just talked about Monster Versus latest film, Godzilla X Kong. Also reviewed Sum 41's album. Check that out.
Yeah, you did.
And going to see, I'm going to miss Haunters tomorrow or later tonight because I'm going to be seeing Monkey Man and reviewing that next Monday. So.
Yeah, well, look out for those episodes right there. I will be on Haunters. I do 10 forward, which is going to move to Sunday nights. So it's Sunday midday for everybody. We got Haunters. We got Core Member Unlocked Horror on Patreon. We got all kinds of things. So we'll catch you next time on Throw Me Podcast Network stuff. Too much sushi, bro. Too much sushi.